Hi, I'm Judy Corcoran, and we're talking books today with members of the Society of Women Writers Tasmania. My guests today are Sharon Booth and Anastasia Damaris. Welcome, Sharon. I'm going to start with a quote. Sharon Booth, who writes under the name Sharon Yaxley, has written three books about teddy bear and puppy friends Dunstan and Theodore and their adventures around Tasmania. Drawing on her own childhood memories and friendships, Sharon says it hasn't quite sunk in yet that she is now a published children's book author. That quote was from the local paper, The Examiner, in 2017. It foretold of things to come. You have progressed since then, since 2017, and many more books which you have illustrated so beautifully. What inspired you to start on this journey? Sharon, and who are Dunstan and Theodore?
I'll call myself an accidental author. My dear friend Ellen Warren, when she passed away, I thought it would be just wonderful for me to write a story for her great-great-grandchildren who lived in Canberra so that they had some connection. She was a writer, she was a maker of bears, and she was a women's pilot, and she had a dog, Theodore, which looked like a real dog, but it sat in the back of a car, and in the end it sat by her television.
Beautiful.
So I thought the connection for those stories are things that her grandchildren would connect to with being in Tasmania to visit. And so I just woke up one morning with this little prose in my head, and I just kept going. Never done anything like this before in my life. I thought, well, I might illustrate this. I thought about, what could I illustrate it with? And I thought, my friend Lynn does pastels. I'll try pastels. It was so much fun, incredibly messy, and it just flowed from the end of my fingertips.
And did you do any art before that?
I had done art. I studied art at school, and I studied art at TAFE after matric for a bit. And then I'm a window dresser by trade, so I've done lots of creative, crafty things. But no, I've never illustrated in pastels before. So it was a fantastic experience, and it just happened, and I just kept going.
Well, I'm very keen to find out how those books developed from initial ideas to words on the computer to those beautiful books on display in bookcases and bookshops even. And how did you find a publisher and an editor?
It turned out my friend Ellen's son knew of a publisher at Writers Island in Hobart, so he introduced me to Warren. And he thought, yes, the quality of my work was something that he would be pleased to publish. So he helped me through the process because I had no idea of how that was going to be. He introduced me to a designer who would put the book together. And I learned so much from her. It's just been amazing.
It is fantastic.
Gave me the confidence to keep going. We printed 200 books initially, and they sold very, very quickly, which was just amazing. So I decided to print another 200 books. And while that was happening, I was having so much fun. I actually wrote and illustrated Theodore Swims in the Sea and had that ready to produce at the same time. Warren thought that might have been almost too much. I was a bit prolific. And he suggested that I try 40 South Publishing to continue on as my publisher. And so I was introduced to 40 South Publishing, and the journey just continued from there.
Fantastic, because I always think when you get an editor, they're going to look at the start what you've written and criticize what you've written, and you're thinking, no, that's what I want it to sound like. How do you get on with your editors? How do you cope with an editor with a red pen?
The Dunstan Theodore stories, because they flow and they're written in rhyme and rhythm, where it's easy to sort of tweak, and I accept outside influence because it's lovely to have somebody else's opinion of how things might be, but of course I have then the final say. But it's lovely to have some other people's.
Okay, because they, ideas. I guess that you actually work on their experience. They know what they want, don't they, when
Absolutely.
They're going to publish a book. And when you have your book ready, first of all, you need a title, don't you? And you've mm-hmm. titled your books under the little names. I love those, and Dunstan and Theodore. So they all have little adventures, don't they? Different adventures.
Yes, different adventures.
And how do you decide about the book covers? Because they're so important.
Oh, absolutely. I spent a lot of time looking through the library at what pops out at me,
right.
And looking at colours that are currently there. And then I go home and think, well, it's got to be meaningful for me, so I just make it my own.
Sounds fabulous. And you said you work in pastels and watercolours, so you find that that's a strong enough colour for you?
The pastels are fabulous because you layer up your colours so you get lots of depth of colour. And I haven't done any books in watercolours yet. I was going to do my Inland's Garden book in watercolour, but the pencils, when I tried that with pencils. It just sort of flowed off my fingertips.
Yes, so and I've noticed your most of your, well, one particular book that I noticed was your Christmas one with detail. The detail in your drawings is just so fantastic.
Yes, they take about 5 or 6 hours for each, like for a bear, it might take 4 or 5 hours just to draw one Dunstan, because I drew each individual hair of the bear in 4 or 5 different colours. Yes. And the Christmas books are saying the Christmas trees took 4 or 5 hours each because it's each individual branch with each individual.
Yeah. And I love the story of you with your cat. The cat sat on something that she shouldn't have.
Yes, when I was doing the Dunstan and Theodore book and I've done this beautiful pastel of the Western Tears as seen from a plane and it was just finished and I was sitting at the art desk and the cat came into my art room and jumped up on my lap. Jumped up onto the table and sat in the middle of the pastel drawing and swashed her little tail and looked at me and went, meow, and I went,
and it was wiped.
What? And she smudged the entire thing, which would take me probably 7 or 8 hours to do.
No.
And I had to start again.
Well, you started again.
I started again.
Did you change it at all or did you just?
Yes, I had a look at them both and I think I liked the first one better than the second because anyway, it was a process.
That's
and the cat's banned from the art room.
And your books, you're up to your eighth book. Oh, that's fantastic. So, and why did you choose to do children's books rather than the usual novel of a?
Well, I thought, the connection there with writing the story for the great-grandchildren in Canberra, the connection that I made back with the children that I worked with at school and people that I met when I was selling my books at the markets, I thought, wow, I'm making a difference to people with this. I get beautiful feedback, which is just the best. Yeah. I just love to give all my books away, just the joy that it brings to children. And people come back and say that their children have learnt to read through my books. Yeah. They're go-to present for people who've had children, like babies.
Yeah, and you concentrate on the local. You're very Tasmanian, isn't it?
Yes, the Dunstan and Theodore books are very, very Tasmanian.
Yes. And tell us where we can buy your books.
Yes, they're available at all bookshops, gift stores, all over Tasmania.
You're amazing.
Mm. And or if you can't find them there, you can just send me a message on my website and I can organise that. Personally signed books for you.
That's wonderful. Well, I'll give the listeners my phone number at the end and we can have contact with you later. Mm. So thank you, Sharon. That is just brilliant and I loved hearing about your books. So look forward to seeing your next book.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.